Hi everyone. I shared a post today about how feeling safe is essential to healing. And first thing that came to my mind when I thought about that is, okay, so it's essential to healing, but most people who have had complex trauma have great difficulty feeling safe and even knowing what safety feels like. So how can that be essential to healing if they have difficulty feeling safe and knowing what safety is? So I think that I'm so grateful that we are learning more and more about healing, about trauma. And I'm laughing because I did a recording before this one, and I was reading some of my diary. And I was talking about how I was being evaluated. And one of the questions that, and this is again, like when I was in my 30s, early 30s, I was a young mom. And one of the questions on the assessment was, do you feel the world is a dangerous place? And I was like, yeah, of course. But I was just expressing what I really felt in my body. I was really activated all of the time because I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel safe at all, even though the trauma was in my childhood, in my adolescence, and I was now a mom, a young mom. I was far away. I was far removed from the trauma. The trauma was not far removed from me because it was still in my body, not in my thoughts, although it wasn't my thoughts, but we kind of had it a little bit upside down or backwards. So in the past, we were really focused on your thoughts and changing your thoughts, and you got to think differently, and the past is over. Why can't you get it? You are safe. Why do you feel so anxious? You shouldn't be anxious. Look at you today. That's the past. Look at you today. Everything's good. Why are you so anxious? I'm laughing now, but trust me, I wasn't laughing then. And, you know, I know that there's still people today that are really struggling. I know because I hear it all the time from the podcast. I started the podcast because I knew that as I was learning more about complex trauma and getting educated about it, I knew that there were still a lot of people who did not understand. And the suffering, the emotional suffering that I went through as that young mom after the trauma was physically behind me, physically in that, I shouldn't say physically, wrong word, because it was not physically behind me. It was physically still with me and within me, but meaning it was chronologically behind me, it was still physically with me because it is the same nervous system that is going with us. And our nervous systems, they get shaped and formed from our experiences early on. It's a brilliant system that God designed so that we can be safe, so that we could survive really challenging and difficult things. I mean, you speak to anyone who's been in a car accident or, you know, anything really traumatic, and our bodies come into action. They come to protect us. They dissociate us. They numb us out. We're not doing that. Our body is designed to do that so that we could live, so that we could continue to live. So what happens, though, is that when we don't understand all of that stuff, we think, what is wrong with me? I'm so broken. I'm so blanked. It's just not true. Not true at all. Your body is acting exactly as it should. So we want to really start from the premise that if you don't feel safe in your body today and you've had a lot of trauma in the past, it makes sense. We start there. So I wrote the post about feeling safe in our body and how essential it is. And in the past, you were sort of criticized, or at least I was. I'll point to me, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't change my thoughts. I couldn't do the cognitive behavioral therapy that was offered to me to help me. I couldn't do those techniques because they were working on my thinking brain. And my thinking brain was just way too activated because of the trauma responses that I was constantly being activated, that were constantly being activated in my body. And so the focus was here, where the focus really needs to be on, I need to help this body to feel safe. But what does safety feel like? What does safety feel like? That's where we want to start. And I'll be honest with you, I never really knew what safety felt like. To me, I could think about what safety felt like. I could imagine it, but I couldn't really viscerally feel it. The closest I got to it, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, was when I would be eating ice cream, felt so good, or when I was sleeping, because I like to sleep, and that felt really nice. But feeling safety in my body while I was awake, really difficult. And again, that makes so much sense, because my brain had learned that it was not safe to be present, not safe, it was too dangerous. And so my brain learned, I'm out of here. And I kind of learned to disconnect, to separate from what was going on right now. And that's why it's really hard to be present as a young mom. And I am still on that journey all these years later. So much different. It's better, but it's a journey. And I think I'm going to be on this journey until maybe I'll be in an old folks home one day and still need to feel safe sometimes. Anyways, but I really wanted to just talk about that today, because that is really important. And so what I want to say is, we start small, and I still have a practice that I do every day. I'm in a group right now where I am helping people to do that. This is a voluntary thing. This is not something that I'm not doing a coaching group at this moment with that. But we are learning how to find safety in our bodies. We're learning to be grateful. We're learning to be thankful for the really small things, and that's making a huge difference. And that is one of the ways that we start to viscerally get that feeling of what safety feels like. And it's a process of building that capacity. Anyways, that's what I wanted to share today. It was really on my heart, and I hope that you have found it helpful.